Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Blue Days with Murph. On today's show, we have music from Jenna Paulette, Brandon Ray, and a Brooklyn Roebuck. Our guest co-host this week is actually a regular co-host, Craig. So this should be a really fun show. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Cody. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to get this show underway.
So am I. Can't wait.
As we always do, every week, let's take you back to last week and see where we left off. At number three last week was a brand new one from Amy Jo Potter called Stupid Girl. Number two last week was Megan Barker featuring Apollo's Crown with I Cuss When I Pray. And number one last week was Alyssa Trahan with her a brand new single, I'm Here for the Dog. So with all that being said, are you ready for the countdown this week, buddy?
Let's get started.
Okay. At number three this week, we have somebody that we've played on the show before. This is Brandon Ray with his a brand new single, Bring Your Love Back, at number three on Indie Country Radio this week.
I just miss your perfume. I just miss the way you walked around this room in my t-shirt. I can't tell you how much it hurts. I just miss your lips. I just miss your fingertips on my skin. All I'm wishing is for you to bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye. Just wanna let our bodies do the talking and get lost in the history between you and me. Oh baby, bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye. And tears in our eyes, I just missed you tonight. So bring your love. Around this room, so bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye.
And at number three this week, that was Brandon Ray with his brand new single, Bring. love back. I was just on Brandon's website, and he's playing CMA Fest this year, isn't he, Craig?
I believe so. I believe he's playing at not the spot. But
he's playing the 8th at Old Red, the 10th on the Broadway stage, and the 5th he's playing
that's the breakout stage, I believe.
A Grendel Opera Plaza with Tennille Towns and Ashley McBride.
Wow.
So, had you heard that song before?
I think I heard it on the highway.
That's awesome. Since we give you a little bit of Brandon's tour schedule, let's go ahead and give you the rest of it for this month. Tonight he's playing at Moonshine Beach in San Diego, California. Tomorrow night he's playing at Moonshine Flats in San Diego. The 5th, 8th, and 10th he's playing at a CMA Fest. Fifth, he's playing with Tennille Towns and Ashley McBride. The 8th, he'll be at the Spotify party at Old Red on Broadway, and the 10th he'll be on the Broadway stage at the Hard Rock Cafe. On June 15th, he's in Charleston, South Carolina, at Charleston Music Hall with Bobby Bones. 22nd in Tampa, Florida, at the Marsani Hall with Bobby Bones. The 23rd in Fort Pierce, Florida, at the Sunrise Theater with Bobby Bones. The 27th in Denver, at a Musicians On Call conference event. The 29th in Katy, Texas, at Moe's Place with Low Cash. And the 30th at Big Spring, Texas, at the Fantastic Fourth with Eric Pasley and William Michael Morgan. Those should be some incredibly fun shows. Are you still there, Craig?
I'm still here.
I just said those should be some incredibly fun shows, especially the one with William Michael Morgan. That's going to be a heck of a show. I wish I could make it to that one.
I love William Michael Morgan. I saw him and Peyton Taylor perform 2 weeks from this up 2 weeks ago in Southern New Jersey, and they were both fantastic. William Michael Morgan is a very nice guy.
You know, he seems like it, and I'm still trying to get him on the show for an interview sometime. I'm still trying.
We can talk about this off air.
And speaking of interviews, some big news. Speaking of interviews, we have on June 23rd we have none other than a Katie Cook from CMT joining us on air,
mm-hmm.
which I'm still totally freaking out about.
Well, Cody,
I think
it's not just this interview. I think you have to realize, I think that the guests that we have increased slightly in terms of their popularity that we've been interviewing. I mean, don't forget, we're in 2 weeks from today, we're interviewing the one and only queen of RD country, meaning Radio Disney, Betsy Spina. And
exactly. And I mean,
at Fanfare at the Radio Disney
Betsy, Betsy on the 15th, and then 8 days later, we have Katie Cook. I'm like, what is happening
yeah.
right now? You know?
And then between, we have Farewell Angelina, who will also be on the Radio Disney stage. We also have a packed lineup, and just decided today, we will be interviewing Maggie Bo once and for all on August 7th. That's a Wednesday. So big things are coming for this show.
Yes, they are. And I tweeted out, I sent a series of tweets out the other night. I said something to the effect of, let me see if I can pull this up. Let me see. I've tweeted so much and I retweeted so many things it's not even funny. I tweeted out the other night that and this is true. The guests we have on are always so appreciative of the opportunity, and that is something that I don't take lightly at all. I take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm. You always take it seriously.
You know, and I was talking with a buddy of mine on his show. I kind of, I quote unquote, I crashed the party a little bit on his show and did a little co-hosting gig with him for about an hour. And we were basically talking about the same subject. he's like me. And let me preface this by saying, in no means am I a celebrity. I am in no means a celebrity. But he feels the same way that I do about this radio show. And people are always telling him, they're like, dude, you are the link between the fans and the artist. Which I mean, I never really I thought about it that way. We basically are the link between fans and artists, especially when a fan's had a chance to call in. That's one of my favorite things about this show is when fans call in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I anticipate that we will have quite a bit of fans calling in for the shows that we just mentioned.
I hope so. Why don't we get back to the music for a second?
Absolutely.
Coming in this week at number two, this is the brand new one from a Brooklyn robot called Bad Seed on Indie Country Radio.
Your timeless story goes back to Adam and Eve, doing everything they ain't supposed to, picking apples from the wrong damn tree. Don't know how it got planted in my head. Must have been something somebody said about rules, how they're meant to be broken. Sorry to the suckers who don't know that everyone needs a fight. Every soul full of sugar needs. In advance, you can bet that sooner or later they're gonna be hopping the fence. Don't need to carry all the started. Everybody needs a party, everybody needs somebody to get it started. Everyone needs a spike. Every spoonful of sugar needs spice. Every group needs somebody jumping off it. If I gotta cop, better stop it. Everyone needs a spike. Every spoonful of sugar needs spice. Every group needs somebody jumping off it. If I gotta cop, better stop it. Every hand needs a cup. Everybody in the backyard needs a buzz. And if you wanna party, you gotta need.
Two-time CMA of Ontario, Rising Star Award nominee Brooklyn Roebuck has an edginess and an attitude that she brings to the stage without losing an ounce of charm. This is a girl whose voice spans angelic to gritty without missing a beat, and who's easy but powerful. Makes believers out of everyone who catches her show. And she has what many in the industry are describing as a entertainer to watch out for. And I can definitely see that in her voice. I can see the grittiness in her voice, can't you, Craig?
She has a terrific, deep, passionate voice. She's an artist that doesn't get that much publicity, and I think she deserves more attention, and she is an artist that I would love to have on the show, and I know that you've said that you would love to get her as a guest. Well, you know what? Sometimes
yeah,
it takes a while, but we'll see what happens.
There are people that I wanted to have as guests on this show from basically at the beginning, and either the timing isn't right or something comes up, but honestly, I've never give up on them. So,
I don't think they should ever be given up on. You should never give up.
I agree completely. Because going back to Katie Cook, I had wanted Katie on the show for a long time, and I even reached out to her, I don't know how long it's been, but I reached out to her a long time ago, and our schedules never really clicked, but they did yesterday. So I mean that goes to show you right there, you know.
Yes, you can never give up.
Agreed, and I agree with you. Brooklyn really doesn't get near the credit that she deserves. I agree with you completely on that.
No, hopefully this will change in time to come.
You know, as I told, I tell a bunch of people this, but I'm trying to do literally everything in power to get these artists. Like I said, I'm trying to do literally everything in my power to help get these artists hired. You know what I mean?
Yes, you always do and you always will.
Absolutely. All right. Enough talking. I listen to the number one song of the week, and the number one song of the week is before I announce it, you're actually seeing this person Monday night, Craig.
Yes, I think I know who you're referring to. Miss Jennifer Paulette.
She came in at number one back, I think, in February or March with IOISM, her current single. But this is Jenna Paulette back at number one this week with a coolest girl in the world on Indie Country Radio.
I got your mixtape, it's on repeat. Spin around the carpet on my bare feet. Getting ready for you to come and get me. Hangers on the floor, bobby pins all over my seat. I'm up so high, can't come down. You're straight, letting me know how you feel now. Humming along to the mirror in your t-shirt. Need to hurry, but I'm caught up in the speakers. Cause I see the way you love me when I play these songs on repeat, repeat. Cause you're the
song of hers. That was Jenna Paulette at number one this week with The Coolest Girl in the World. Like we've mentioned several times, Jenna is playing Monday night with Luna Stone, Taji Bachman, Lauren Weintraub, and who else, Craig?
What do you mean who else? Tosh Bachman, Jenna Paulette, the leader is Lita Stone,
uh-huh.
Lexi McKenzie. Let's see. Janet, Lauren Weintraub, who we will be interviewing on June 20th. And I had just seen Lauren almost 2 weeks ago in Lower Manhattan. She's also fantastic. And she will be actually on America's Got Talent next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aside from Jenna's song stuff or jet performance, she's actually playing June 10th at Billy King's in Nashville.
I saw that. This is one of the most packed AMA fests. I would love to be able to see her twice, but I'm just we'll see what happens. I'm just going to settle for June 6th right now. In the meantime, I just tweeted to her asking her to play The Coolest Girl in the World at her show this Monday.
Awesome. So, what is your SMFS schedule look like this next week?
Oh my God. Oh, can we extend this till 7? Monday is Song Suffragette, and then the next Woman Country show, which Jillian Jacqueline, Tennille Towns, Joe Smith, who we had on the show last year, and Ashley McBride will be performing. Then Tuesday the 5th, Carrie Underwood Fan Club Party at the Opry. Then Cassie Pope's Fan Club Party. And the show with the Ryman with Jake Owen and Jillian Jacqueline and Morgan Wallen. Wednesday will be seeing some independent artists such as the Hop Sisters, Dallas Remington. And they also, if I am able to, a CMT Block Party with Carly Pierce, Morgan Evans, and Tyler Rich and Delta Ray. Then, if I have time, Taj Bachman will be at the Row. And later on that night will be Sierra Ray at Belcourt Taps. Then the festival comes, where in the morning I will enter Fanfare, and I will also see if I can get to the Union Station to see Megan Barker and Alyssa Trahan perform. Then in the early afternoon, Erin Enderlin will be having a sort of fan club party at the Tin Roof Dem and Braun with Tara Thompson, Farron Rachels, Jess Kelly Adams. Then I will be seeing Farewell Angelina and then Tiffany Ashton. And then afterwards, Kelly Shaw is having her fan club party. And then at nighttime, I'll be going to the Opry show to see Blake Shelton, Maggie Rose, and a lot of other people. Then that Friday, I will be attending the next Woman of Country event at the CMT Hall of Fame. This year, they're having Abby Anderson, The Sisterhood, Bailey Bryan, Cassidy Pope, and Ashley Campbell. Then Lauren Elena will be having a fan club party at the Listening Room. And then Lena Stone will be having a fan club party. And then after that, I'll be going to see Christina Taylor, who we've had the pleasure of interviewing this last Wednesday. She'll be performing from 8 to 11 at the Sutler Saloon. Then at Saturday the 9th, I will be basically scattered at various artists with no real single event. I'll be seeing Savvy and Mandy from Radio Disney. This is where I'm also going to try to meet Betsy Spina. Be seeing Maggie Poe, the B&B Kings, who we will be interviewing in August. Bailey Callahan, an upcomer rising star, Bailey James. And then Amanda Cooksey will be at the Commodore, and Elena Carroll and Megan Golden. And Sunday, the last day, I will be attending a Listening Room event with Sarah Stillman opening, which I can't miss, for Maggie Rose, Leah Turner, Natalie Stovall, Mickey Guyton, and Emily West. That should be spectacular. Then, if the show gets out in time, I'm going to try to catch Hannah Ellis at the Old Red. Then the Steel Blossoms. Tennille Arch is at the Wild Horse Saloon. And that night, the closer will be Ruthie Collins at the Wild Horse Saloon. Then the last day that I will be there, I will be attending the Song Suffragette's 4th year anniversary show, which should be spectacular.
You are going to be exhausted.
I know that. That's why I'm coming home very early Tuesday, and I'll be home by about 10 o'clock in the morning because I'm leaving Nashville at 6, and I'll be sleeping
right.
the whole day to get ready for work the next day.
I understand. I understand that completely. Since we've already announced who's coming on the show in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Thanks a lot, Cody. So I will probably speak to you after I get back from Nashville.
All right. Have fun at CMA Fest, and I will be living vicariously through you. So don't let me down.
I don't think you'll be disappointed. Trust me.
Awesome, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Talk to you later, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Considering the fact that you've already heard the announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Bridges with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.